Earlier today, David Stearns and Rick Schlesinger, they had a chance to meet with the media in a Zoom conference call. Part of that conference call was Kevin Holden from CBS 58, sports director here in Milwaukee, and he now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you been, buddy?
Hey, I'll tell you how good I'm doing right now, Bill. At this moment, I'm actually sitting inside the station of CBS 58. Normally they don't let me in here, and it's not really COVID related. They just don't want me around here. But
right.
I'm in here today. We're having fun, and we're talking baseball. It's awesome, you know?
So you were a part of that conference call earlier today. So you tell me, give me your thoughts. What stood out to you?
The number one thing to me is that the Brewers have not given up hope of having some sort of fans at Miller Park. Their hope is that if this virus takes a good path and the restrictions from the city are lifted, that you'll have a limited number of fans down the stretch for the Brewers, and it's crucial for a couple of reasons. One, the players are used to that. The players, they thrive on the energy of the fans. And not only that, it's a financial windfall for the franchise. The Brewers, as a small market team, depend more on their ticket revenue than most other teams do. So if you can get fans in there, if they're buying even limited concessions, it's a financial help, and it's also a emotional help, I think, for the players. But I think the optimism is good. It's guarded because things could collapse in a hurry if you have a breakout in some city or some area, even anywhere in the Midwest. It could affect the Brewers' schedule and their season. But just the fact that we're talking about it is terrific. And the Brewers clearly have a well-thought-out plan. That's Major League Baseball's plan, and they've thought it out well.
So I guess the next question, I know they hope to have fans in the stands, but baseball on the field, he didn't elaborate, but 12 people in the organization have tested positive for the COVID virus. We expect players, one or two at least, to have it. And he, as David Stearns put it, the number one concern is the health and safety. But I guess my question is, and I predicted at least two teams in Major League Baseball this year are probably going to have 15 players or more that are going to come down with this, just because. So what do you do then?
Yeah, you've got an interesting scenario then, because you've got a couple of different ways you can approach this. To keep the structural integrity of a season, to keep a team playing games, you'll have to have some people to take those spots. Now, the one thing that Major League Baseball is doing is the initial list that the Brewers turn in to the league on Sunday has 60 names on it, and there's only 30 on the roster to start the season. So, in theory, if 15 people come down with it, you could replace them with 15 other people. They certainly will not be the same caliber as the half of the roster that would go down, but you would at least have options. The Brewers are in an advantageous position because they'll have that secondary site in Appleton. The guys that train there can get to Miller Park the day of a game if something goes on. That's the upside. The downside is, as we've seen, we're still tracing exactly how this virus spreads and the quickness with which it spreads. So if 15 players on a team are affected, there's going to be trepidation. There's going to be a nervousness on the part of these players who are already nervous about the safety aspect of this. They're going and being asked to play 60 games in their home stadiums in the middle of a pandemic. And if your friends are afflicted by this virus, no matter how bad it will be or how not bad it will be, even if they're asymptomatic, it's going to cause some trepidation on the part of the players. I like that there were no Brewers that opted out yet, but I wonder if it'll happen where some players somewhere, including Milwaukee, could opt out of the season at some point if a lot of people get infected.
We're talking with Kevin Holden from CBS 58, who was in on the conference call, the Zoom conference call with Rick Schlesinger and David Stearns of the Milwaukee Brewers. David Stearns says they're prepared for the DH because of their depth. Do you see this team being better suited because they're a team that does seem to be deeper and have more bats? And a guy like Ryan Braun's been discussed time and again that they will be more capable of playing with the DH?
You know, the more I think about the season and the rules and the fact that it's such an oddball of a season, the more advantage I think the Brewers have. The DH is one because you could put Ryan Braun there and you can rest him, or you could have remember Logan Morrison had a great spring training. He could be your guy in that position. Justin Smoke could get some at-bats there. That's one thing that works to their advantage. But the Brewers have built their reputation the last two or three years on this creative flexibility, whether it's their bullpen in 2018, whether it's been the creative use of bats on the roster the last couple of years, how they fit guys into position. you're asking the Brewers to go into a season where creativity is going to be rewarded because you have more players on the roster. You have some different rules. You're going to start extra innings with a runner at second base. And by the way, David Stearns literally came out on that conference call and said he loved the idea of having extra innings with a runner at second, partially because it keeps the team from having to scramble after an 18-inning game. If you can end those games in 10 or 11 innings, you're in good shape. I think from a creative standpoint, the Brewers have been at the top of the game for a couple of years, and I think it will help them in 2020 maybe as much as any franchise in the game. Maybe I'm being a little optimistic, but I think I really do think it's going to be a benefit.
I wanted to get back to also what David Stearns talked about when he said it is not a mad dash to the finish line. I understand what he's trying to say. He's like, look, we do have 60 games, and we have made up a lot of ground in 60 games before. But in the grand scheme of things, you only have so much to get done. And we'd asked this yesterday on the air. How do you, Kevin, how do you get a guy like Orlando Arcia or some of these guys that have gotten off to slow starts, a guy like Lorenzo Cain who struggled in the beginning of last season before he finally started to get it together? How long do you stick with a guy before you say, you know what, I can't. We can't. We're in a hurry up here.
Yeah, not only do you have to have a shorter rope, shorter patience with a slumping hitter or even a slumping pitcher, not only do you have that aspect of it, you have a deeper roster to go to, so the trigger could get pulled faster in a situation like that. Arcia is a great example. You brought up a guy there that has gone months at the plate where he's had massive struggles, and that isn't going to work in 2020 in a 60-game situation. David's right that no one is panicking at the end of July if you are close. You're not trying to throw everything in a normal season. You're not trying to throw like crazy things out the window if you're close and there's 2 months to go. You're just happy where you are. But with only 60 games, you will have to make some changes. It reminds me a lot of how the Brewers were down the stretch in 2018 and even in 2019, where the rope is shorter because you are closer to the playoffs. And you really can't afford to let somebody play through. I would be fascinated, by the way, to see somebody like Aramis Ramirez, who always took 2 months to heat up every year. He's a terrific hitter, but in April and May, he was really bad. Could you imagine if a guy like Aramis Ramirez had that happen to him in a 60-game season? He was hitting like a .180 in some of those first 2 months of seasons back when he was a Brewer. A fascinating situation. If a guy takes a while to heat up, you've got some weird calls to make where you may have to sit a really good player just because he's not hot at that moment.
I wanted to discuss the pitching rotation. How long would you give a guy if he's starting to get really beat up? I know it would depend on maybe who's up the next day or matchups and such, but I don't know if I'm giving starting pitchers that long of a rope as well, you know?
Yeah, and that's actually the good news about that is if there's any franchise that's used to quick hooks and changes in the rotation, you're looking at them. I mean, the Brewers have done this with success for the last couple of years. Brandon Woodruff has been a staple, but beyond Woodruff, they've done a lot of plug and play, and they've done a lot of juggling in their rotation and bringing guys up for spot starts and backing guys up. You know, the Brewers definitely do not plug and play with their five-man starting rotation from a pitching standpoint. So I think you could see an awful lot of that. That Craig Counsell button pushing that's been so successful in September and October, I think you'll see more of it than ever, especially if his bullpen is healthy.
Also, when you go back to fans in the stands, they were talking about those cutouts. I thought that was a really good idea.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know why? Because I have this great idea of making like those fat heads, right? Those
right.
Cutout type things. Of making a fat head of myself, like wearing just the brightest, like highlighter orange shirt and like some crazy look. So you could do something with opposing hitters that basketball fans do when the opposing guys are trying to make a free throw. You know, they throw up those heads and all that other stuff. Could you imagine if you had a hitter at home plate or a pitcher on the mound and he's looking at like this combination of just bright like Oregon Ducks colors in the stands? I mean, you could blind some people if you do it right.
No national anthem. They're going to do something on the video, but no sausage races either. And if they do take me out to the ballgame or something, they're going to do it via video board as well. It's just going to be weird, man, watching the games on TV. Although we're going to get baseball back, and you know as well as I do, you know, I sit out back and grill, and I just can't wait to sit there and do my work and watch a game. I'm looking forward to that. It's part of what it is we do as a job, but it's just going to feel really, really different, isn't it?
It'll be different enough that for the first time in a long, long time, I think I'm going to prefer listening to Brewers games versus watching Brewers games. You already have a legend in Bob Uecker who's amazing. I mean, just, you know, we've been blessed with that for the entirety of the Brewers' existence as a franchise. And now, instead of watching a game and looking at, like, why, you know, the stands are empty and the energy is different, we can let that radio voice sort of carry things through. I think, man, in 2020, I think your best radio voices in baseball are about to become the crucial pieces of the game. They are going to help kind of bridge this gap between this oddity on the field and the passion of a fan's heart. I cannot wait to hear Uecker at Miller Park this year.
Kevin, always good. We will talk again next week, and I appreciate it, pal. And I know Craig Counsell was speaking as well, and I'm going to get a lot out of that. We'll talk more about that coming up next week also, okay?
Sounds good. CBS 58 Security is going to take me out of here any minute, so we ended
you're
at
the
right time.
Well, steal a stapler. I'll see you. Bye. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80 plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844 Pride to go to schneiderjobs.com.